Oh, greetings and salutations, comrade.
Hello, Comrade Queenie.
Oh,
So how goes it?
okay, still a bit fuzzy from yesterday.
Oh, you haven't recovered fully?
No, I did get a good night's sleep, but yeah, still fuzzy.
Oh well. So how is the weather in Serbia these days?
Oh, hot. Very hot, and that is very good. I'm sick of being cold all the time.
Right. I guess it's a good contrast to the Netherlands.
Oh, it's beautiful. I'm pretty glad that I'll be spending June here. First of all, apricots, yay. Because I missed the last two seasons, and I was so sad. I like apricots.
Yeah.
yeah, they don't really get them in the Netherlands, or rather, if they do, they're imported from like
Yeah, they're
Brazil
not the
or
same.
something. Yeah, it's just not it. But yeah, I'm really enjoying the hot weather because, well, actually, I've gotten used to the cold, so now I'm a bit cold even here. If I'm like in the shade or something, it just pisses me off. And the worst thing is, I used to hate warmth. I used to run away from the sun like a goth, for fuck's sake. It was, seriously, I've changed and it's weird and I don't like it. I
Well,
liked it better when I was well suited to the cold.
I guess you'll have to get used to the change.
Yeah, I don't
So,
like it.
what can you tell us about yourself, if anything?
Well, it's not much to tell, really. I'm afraid I'm a rather boring person.
Oh, surely not.
Yeah. Believe it. I studied finance. I spent a lot of time singing in a choir, although that's on hold now indefinitely because of my situation of not being here half the time and of my conductor being an evil bitch from hell. I was thinking of finding a suitable choir in the Netherlands when I move, although I'm rather rusty, lost an octave of range or so, and quite a bit of control, so that sucks.
Would you be able to sing in Dutch?
Oh yeah, sure. I can sing in it. I can even sing in languages that I don't know, like Russian.
Right.
It's just a matter of practice. I really love playing cards, board games, and other assorted social games. And chocolate. Chocolate is cool.
So, what do you think about the channel? How did you come to politics, and how do you like it?
It's pretty cool. I really like it. I'm really comfortable here, and I have a lot of fun.
Right.
And I made some great new friends. But how I got there? The channels I frequented in the past sort of deteriorated, either to the point where the lineup changed completely, or everyone simply left, or in one case, the channel got too full to have any sort of meaningful conversation in public.
Right.
I tried a couple of politics-related channels on the on internet,
Yeah.
since it's sort of my default network. I spent a lot of time there, but those were awful. Like, imagine 100 or so of some of our most prolific trolls at their worst. It's just awful. Seriously, it's purgatory. So I figured, hey, you know, Freenode, surely they've got some sane people there. I sort of poked around and found this place.
Right.
So that's about it.
So, do you think there's any particular thing that should be done to improve the channel, or is there any particular issue that you would see that needs work? Or, contrary-wise, if you think there's something particularly good about it, also let us know.
Honestly, I like it as a whole. It's fine. We don't have too many like, you know, super trolls.
Fair enough.
I think it's fine the way it is, to
Right,
be
right.
honest.
So you're happy with it, basically.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. There's a couple of people there that piss me off to no end, but I'm sure that would happen anywhere.
Yeah, such is life.
Yeah. Plus, I'm easy to annoy, so it might be me.
So, what are your political convictions, so to speak? Where do you stand in
Oh wow.
politics?
It depends on the issue, really. But
You
I
don't have
think
a specific ideological.
I would tentatively put myself in the Social Democrat camp.
Right.
I mean, when it comes to the social side of things, I'm pretty liberal, you know, like the whole people should be free to do whatever they want as long as they're not harming anyone.
Right.
By harm, I mean body or property. I never shit about protecting people's precious emotions. not so liberal when it comes to the economy, though. I mean, free market, sure, great idea. But I would prefer to have certain things within the purview of the state.
Right.
You know, like health, education, perhaps certain industries of strategic importance, stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's a time and a place for competition, of course, but schools and hospitals aren't it. I'm also a big fan of regulation. You know, what sort of game doesn't have rules, right?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And how do you see Serbia politics-wise? Or perhaps you would rather talk about the Netherlands or the EU?
No, I'm not particularly familiar with Dutch politics. Mostly, I don't care.
Right.
They seem to have things figured out for the most part. So there's little need for, you know, rants.
Fair enough.
On my part, as for Serbian politics, it's I would say a tangled mess of pure unadulterated crap. I've even stopped following local politics. I just got sick of it.
Mm.
I do belong to a party, and I tried to do my part once, but even my progressive, and I'm using air quotes here, party isn't so great. I mean, I still vote for them, but I'm no longer an active member. I've stopped bugging people with impassioned speeches.
So you are supporting the people who are in power right now, or?
No. I belong to the Liberal Democrat Party.
Uh-huh.
And,
like
I mean,
I
imagine there's a bit of difference.
It is a different Liberal Democrat Party, of course.
Yeah, I mean, my party and I don't particularly agree on economical issues, but my main issues in Serbian politics have nothing to do with the economy, or little to do with the economy.
Right.
So I'm sort of with them, and it's also a personal thing, and I don't mean personal for me, but the sort of people that are in the party. It's the Liberal Democratic Party is an offshoot of the Democrat Party. It came into being after I don't have an appropriately bad word for it in English. Basically, the Democratic Party, after our Prime Minister was assassinated, had a bit of a change in power structure.
Yes.
Some bad guys came into power. Well, bad. For the lack of a better word, bad guys came into power, kicked some people out, and they formed the Liberal Democrat Party, sort of the creme de la creme of the Democrats, as far as I'm concerned. But turns out they have also fallen prey to, well, being a politician in Serbia. I recommend against it for any sane person.
So you think it's the system that fucks the people in a way?
Yeah. It's I don't even know how to explain this. It's the political structures, and by this I don't mean parliamentarians. I mean from clerks in courts to the president. It's the same people have been here since back when Yugoslavia was a country, and many things changed, but not them. And corruption is at an all-time high, I think. Granted, it's been there for a while, and it's just very difficult to explain. Some things have changed, but not at their core, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Everything that was wrong with this country 20, 30 years ago is still wrong with it.
Do you think that Serbia has issues with minority rights still to this day, or like, say, homosexuals
severe.
Or people of different
yeah,
ethnicities?
Yeah, precisely. Precisely. Well, gay rights is sort of my pet cause, or rather it was when I was politically active. It's they definitely got the shortest imaginable end of the stick in this country. I read some polls a couple of years ago, and the one number that stuck with me was that 67% of polled Serbs would be very upset about having a gay neighbor. Can you imagine? It's monstrous what these people have to go through. Ethnic minorities fare better.
Right.
For the most part, they're considered just a part of our society. Nobody bugs them much. There have been a couple of incidents regarding Muslims in the past, around the time Kosovo declared independence. It's not a general anti-Muslim thing, but some douchebags burned down a mosque in central Belgrade.
Right.
And it's a real shame because it's super old and super pretty.
So it had a cultural value, let's say.
Oh, definitely. I think it's the only mosque left in Belgrade. There was like 150 of them, like 150 years ago, but now they're all gone.
Right.
And I figure, you know, Islam is part of our cultural heritage. However you look at it, might as well keep a part of it. I mean, who cares, right? But no, they decided that vandalism is the key. And so the thing isn't completely burnt down. It's still there, but it suffered plenty of damage.
Right, right.
And, I mean, that sort of thing happens in Belgrade all the time, by the way. The day Kosovo declared independence, the entire city was broken. Like shop windows completely broken, shops looted, traffic lights, garbage containers broken. It's stupid. I mean, what kind of a political statement is that? Vandalism.
It doesn't seem to be very constructive.
Of course not. But the thing is, those same guys are also. A big chunk of them, if not all of them, are football hooligans.
I see.
And those are a whole other problem. I mean, I don't know if you heard. No, you probably didn't. Basically, they went to Genoa a couple months ago and practically banned us from whatever tournament was going on. I don't follow football.
Goodness.
Yeah, it's they're animals, a lot of them.
I see. So it's sort of a problem of...
It's not sort of a problem, it's a huge problem.
Yeah, what I mean is it's not so much necessarily political violence, it's just people running rampant and breaking shit up for no good reason and so on.
Well,
sort of joined to political issues as well, but...
It is joined to politics because they happen to... for the most part, vote for one or two parties.
Right.
They are often activists of those parties, sort of goes hand in hand.
Right.
So, it's not a separate issue completely, but, they have very strong connections to politics. And
right,
I
so
think,
there's a big overlap between...
Yeah. But yeah, they're pigs. They need to be dealt with.
Right.
And the state doesn't really help. For example, a while ago, one of these douchebags tried to kill a police officer at a football game.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to stuff a lit torch into his mouth.
Right.
The police officer in question has fortunately survived. He sustained some injuries, but he's alive. And the douchebag was sentenced to 10 years for attempted murder. And then, all over the country, these stencil-type graffiti things started popping up, you know, saying, like, free him. No, don't free him. You know, the police in Serbia used to be something to be feared. They weren't the good guys in the 90s. They really weren't. But now they are.
Mm-hmm.
They are paid to protect us, and they really do a good job. So no, it's not okay to try to kill somebody who's there to protect you. It's just, it's wrong.
Yes. So did they free him?
Yeah. Sorry, I lost my train of thought there. Yeah, I think a higher court changed his sentence to something lighter.
Right.
I was all for giving him the maximum sentence, which is 40 years here. I mean, there's a difference between trying to kill me and trying to kill a cop, I think.
Granted,
but
however...
Not that his life is worth more than mine, but it's the principle of the thing.
It's still an attempt, though. It didn't end.
It's not just an attack on a person. It's an attack on the state.
Yes, it's an attack on the state, but it didn't end in death. I think there probably are quite a few murders that get less punishment than that. Not so, and which actually end up with the person being dead.
Depends, I think. Our judges aren't known to be lenient. Unless there's corruption involved.
Right.
And our courts are the absolute worst of the country when it comes to corruption.
Is that so?
Yeah, it's awful. And it's one of the reasons why I quit law school, because I met people in university who were influential in the university, who were going places, and I didn't want them to be my colleagues. I didn't want to work in that system, because I know, knowing myself, that I would stand up and try to make things better, and that wouldn't end well for me, I think.
Right.
So, and one of those people actually works as a spokesperson for one of those bad, bad parties whose followers break the city down.
I see.
So, you know, I want nothing to do with him.
Fair enough, I can understand that.
Yeah.
So, do you hope that Serbia will join the European Union soon?
I'm sort of split on that particular issue. On the one hand, I would not like it to be soon, because I would like for us to earn a place in the European Union. I would like for us to reach those standards on our own and for ourselves, and then EU membership would be irrelevant if we get to that level, if you know what I mean. But on the other hand, I think that perhaps we need to be bullied into doing certain things, because we won't do them otherwise.
So the accession process might help in fixing some of your problems.
Sorry?
So the accession process to the Union might help in fixing some of your internal problems, you think? You there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. Yeah.
Something went funny with my internet.
Yeah, sorry. The call seemed to cut for a second.
Mm.
I was just saying that if you think that the process of accession to the Union might help you fix some of your internal issues.
Of course.
Right.
It's for me. It's the. As cliched as it might seem, the journey that counts. If we get to a certain level of standards that would enable us to join the European Union, whether we join or not is completely irrelevant.
Yes.
We don't need to. That's the thing.
So coming back to the channel, how do you feel about being one of the few females in the channel? Do you think that females are treated differently?
Well, actually, I personally have been getting certain comments about possibly being a transsexual, which I hope are now seeing, as you've got my voice on record,
you must admit
the myths are now dispelled.
Your nickname is kind of confusing in that regard.
No, it isn't. Well, it isn't for me, because I know why the nickname is the way it is. But anyway, no, not really. Apart from that, I don't really get any sort of different treatment.
Right.
It's just, I'm a girl. Who cares?
Fair enough.
But,
So, is there any particular thing that you'd like to, you know, add or talk about?
Not really. I mean, we've been going on for like 20 minutes now.
We have indeed.
I have outlasted Tethra.
You have outlasted Tethra. Especially Tethra's connection.
Oh?
Yeah, because you know that Tethra's interview ends very abruptly. That's because the call cut. Mm.
Oh, well, ours did as well, but it is back.
Yeah.
So I win. Yay.
All right, so thanks a lot for the interview.
Quite welcome.
Thanks for talking to me, and I hope to see you around in politics further.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere, I think.
Excellent.
All right.
Goodbye, then.
Bye.